Good morning.
I wanted to do the 50 random questions tag, and since I've never done an audio in the morning before, I thought I'd do it now. I just wanted to say thank you all so much for being so awesome, and I am constantly in utter shock that you guys aren't tired of my voice by now. I'm not complaining because I really enjoy posting here, but I don't believe it, but thank you all. So let's get on with it. So question number one, where were you 3 hours ago? I was in my bed. Well, it's not really my bed. It's a bed in my sister's room because I'm here for the summer. But either way, it is my bed. And I was sleeping. And I may or may not have been snoring. I don't know these days. question number two. Who are you in love with? I'm not in love with anyone. I love a lot of people, but I'm not in love with anyone. Not now. Number three, have you ever eaten a crayon? No. Is this a thing, like kids eating glue in school or something? Because I didn't eat glue. Well, did I eat glue? No, I didn't. I ate paper. I ate a lot of paper. I liked the taste of paper. Yeah, it's not a good habit, but I definitely loved the taste of paper when I was a kid, and I would eat paper, like, just printer paper. My mom was mad at me when she found out. Yeah, I stopped that when I was, like, probably far too old. But no crayons. Who does that? Does that even taste good? Those of you who have had crayons, does that taste good or is it just wax? Because I feel like it would just be wax with no flavors at all. I mean, whatever floats your boat, but a crayon? Dang. Okay, sorry. Alright, number four. Is there anything pink within 10 feet of me? Why are you making me get up and look around? I don't know how I feel about this. It's too early for this. No, not 10 feet. If you had said a little further, it would have made sense. Because my little sister is possessive of a lot of pink stuff. She has a giant pink pillow, a pink pony, a pink piggy bank. Yeah, she has a lot of pink. Lay back down because it's still early and I am still waking up. Okay. Question number five. When is the last time you went to the mall? I think it was like, 6 months ago or something? It wasn't, or 9 months, I don't know. It was not a whole year ago. Could it have been, I don't know, was it just Christmas shopping? Because it wasn't way back when, last summer or anything. I don't really, when was it? Because the last time I went to the mall, I can't remember what I needed to get. But every year at Christmas time, when we're all home together, because I have quite a big family, we go to the mall and we split up into teams so that we don't run into each other and accidentally see what the other people have bought. And since I'm one of the oldest, I'm usually paired with one of the younger ones because, you know, they can't run around by themselves. Yeah. I was mad because last Christmas, when I was going shopping with my little brother, this person actually cut in line. Who cuts in line at Christmas? And I was not happy with myself because I didn't say anything because I was in shock. And have you ever had one of those moments where you're just like, did they really just do that to the point where you can't react at all? That happened to me. I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I had told them to go back in the line. But that's just typical me. Quiet. Seriously, you guys hear me talk more than I talk normally. Which is funny because, I mean, I'm doing it right now, I'm rambling. But the thing is, a lot of the times, I just feel like what I have to say isn't that important. So I might get excited and start talking if I'm, I don't know. But after a while, I'll start feeling like I'm just being stupid, and then I probably won't talk again. I don't know, I have this knack for talking but not really saying anything, which is slightly a defense mechanism. Why am I talking about this? Second, okay, next question. This is gonna be long. Are you wearing socks right now? Okay, no, I dislike wearing socks to bed. I get too hot and it feels weird, you know, with the socks and the blankets, and it doesn't feel right. And the sheets too, feels like they like slide around unless they're the you know, the athletic type of ankle socks that like stay put. Unless it's that, I don't like it. I don't really like socks that much like in life. Not unless I'm wearing tennis shoes. I just simply don't like socks. I like tights. I like wearing tights a lot. They're my favorite thing. You know, patterned ones, colored ones. I love wearing tights. You didn't ask me if I liked wearing tights. Sorry. Does your family have a car worth over $2,000? I don't know. I don't know. I'm one of my many setbacks is that I have no idea anything about cars, and I should know a thing or two about them, but I just simply don't. Like, if you pointed at a car and said, "What type of car is that?" and you like covered the label, I wouldn't know. Half the time, even when the label is uncovered, I don't know. And I'm just like, it's got four wheels and it goes. What else do you need to know? Needless to say, I've never been much of a car buff. I just, yeah, it's a bit of a setback. So I have no idea. Probably, because I know my dad just recently got a new car, so probably. I'll say probably. Our other car is a van, which we've had for quite a few years now. It's our third minivan. My mother has systematically broken every single one, and I think the one we have now is on its last legs. Do you ever name your cars? I know we've named all of ours. And when I get my own car, I'm gonna name him or her. Or whatever. I don't know. It'll be a fitting name, though. Whatever name it will be. Probably Junkie or something. I'll probably be really broke down because obviously I don't care about much about cars. Oh, man. Have you been to the movies in the last 5 days? No, I haven't. I haven't been to the movies in a very, very long time. Which is a bit of a shame because there's a movie theater not too far away from the school I go to. It's actually walking distance if you're willing to walk an hour. It's too early for this. Why am I so amused by that? But it's funny because I did walk there, and I walked there, but I didn't go. It's this place, it's like a giant strip of stores that lasts about 5 blocks. 5 blocks? Yeah. Something like that. It's really cool. And it's called Carrytown. And while it's really cool, if you have a car, it's only like 10 minutes away. If you have short legs, like this person, it's not that close. And I walked there one day. It was just a nice day, and I hadn't gotten out much. This was last semester. I hadn't gotten out much at all, and I was feeling kind of down for a long time, and it was pretty bad. So I was like, fuck it. I need to go out and do something because I'm going to die inside if I don't do something. So I took a long, long walk, and it was beautiful, and it was fun, and my feet were killing me, but I walked for 4 hours that day. And I'm used to walking long distances and stuff, but in flats and on pavement is different than on dirt with, sturdy tennis shoes and stuff. So I was feeling that later. But I was glad I did it. That was not the question. I feel like this is going to be a theme. You didn't ask me, but I'll tell you anyway. All right, we're on question number 10. One fifth of the way through. Are you hot? No, I'm actually quite comfortable right now. I turned on the air conditioning up high last night before I went to sleep, so by the time I woke up, I was cold. And then I turned it off again. Sorry. And then I turned it off again so that in a little while it would be more comfortable. And that's what it is now. It's like my blankets are kind of cold on the outside, but I generate a lot of heat, so I'm pretty nice and comfortable. I actually really don't want to move because I'm so comfortable. What was the last thing you had to drink? Water. I drink water every night before I go to sleep. I mean, during the day too, but I don't know when this started, but I can't go to sleep unless I have some water. And so I have a water bottle either in bed with me when I'm back at school and I have my big bed, or next to the bed when I am here. I just really enjoy drinking water. It makes me happy. And it's relaxing right before you go to sleep. Number 12, what are you wearing right now? Okay, so this might be too much information, but whatever. I don't really enjoy pants. Don't really enjoy pants, especially when I'm going to sleep. I don't like them. I just like wearing t-shirts. And that's what I'm wearing now. I'm wearing a t-shirt from high school homecoming. And I've had it for obviously quite a few years, but it's got that, the shiny sort of print thingy that over time it sort of like flakes away and stuff. Miraculously, it has not flaked away. I have done something right with my laundry. Goodness knows I don't know what. But yeah, and it's really comfortable. I like it. So usually I just go to sleep and just put a shirt on, and in the morning if I have to go down, well, I obviously have to go downstairs at some point. What I do is I just, throw some shorts on or something, or some pants if it's like the winter, but so, if there's ever a fire, or I ever need to like leave, I'm gonna be in trouble if I don't have any time to get some pants because I don't wear them. Yeah. And number 13, do you wash your car or let the car wash do it? Again, I don't have my own car. But I feel like if I had my own car, I would wash it myself. I enjoy washing cars. It's fun. Really, I like most things that you do with your hands, you know, cooking, baking, all that. I'll do that's another post about my hobbies and stuff I like to do. But I don't know if anyone wants to hear that. But either way, yeah, I feel like once I have my own car, I wouldn't let the car wash do it unless it was for like a school or unless it was for like a school or unless I was really in a bind for time and I needed my car to be clean because I'm cheap and I don't like spending money on things that I could do myself. So if I could just wash it myself, I would do that. All right, 14. Last food that you ate. Sorry. I don't know why I'm so yawny today. Let's see. Last food that you ate. I ate a Kit Kat. Well, not like the whole thing. Just two thingies. You know, the little bar thingies. I just had two of those. Because chocolate is my favorite. Seriously, chocolate makes me so happy. Well, a lot of things make me happy, but chocolate is definitely my weakness. Yeah, that's one of my favorite foods. So I had a Kit Kat before I went to sleep. And it's funny because I've never really experienced a sugar rush, so I'm cool with that. Where were you last week at this time? Monday at 8:37 a.m. last week. Huh. I was probably here. No, I wasn't, was I? No, I really wasn't. Did I actually do something interesting? Let me check my calendar because if I actually did something interesting a week ago today, I would be so excited. Did I? Probably not. No, I didn't. Did I? Did I really? Hang on. I need to look this up now because I'm pretty sure I did something last week Monday. And if I did something exciting, I want you guys to know. So give me a second. Yes, I am actually looking up something online to double check. I'm not sorry. All right. So, I did. Oh my gosh, you guys should be so proud of me. I did something. This time, last week, I was in a testing center. Yeah. Why am I so proud of myself? Okay. I was in a testing center taking VCLA. I'm about 40 minutes in. Well, 30 minutes in because I came a little late, right? And I was taking my VCLA. It was a computer-based test, and they gave me this really cool, I thought it was really cool. It was like a dry erase notepad with graph paper inlaid underneath it, and the pen was so nice. Okay, I'm a sucker for office products. Yeah, could I get any geekier? But my favorite time of year is always school supply shopping. I love it. I love getting new pencils and new pens. Oh, and new notebooks and new highlighters. Oh, yes, new highlighters. Well, I know I'm just a thrill and a half, but I really, really like office products. So I was in love with that pen. It wrote so well, but it did smudge. So I don't know how I feel about that because I was looking back at my notes, but I needed to see them and they were smudged. But the test was not hard for me because I studied, which is good. But, you know, on the other hand, I ran out of time. It was my very first time taking the test, so I overestimated how quickly I could write on the writing sections. Obviously not, so I ran out of time. So I didn't complete one section, and I'm so upset about that. I was in a bad mood for like hours after that because I kept thinking about it. I am so happy I had something to tell you I did last week. Because, yeah. But that test was 4 hours long, and it went by pretty quickly. I thought I would be dying, but it was fine. And it was nice, I guess, as far as tests go. It was so quiet that I forgot what place I was in the room. Has that ever happened to you? They had tons of booths set up in a long room, and every single cubicle was monitored by video and audio and all that jazz. Like, they really did. They had, like, the grid camera in a computer screen in this little, like, control tower they had before you entered the room. I called it the control tower in my head. That's probably not at all what it is. It's probably just, like, the monitoring room or something boring like that. Anyway. So, when you go in, they actually took a palm scan and a picture of me because they have to be able to positively ID me every single time I enter or exit the room, not just at the beginning of the test, but at the end of the test. And they gave up doing fingerprints at the testing centers because that's something people can get around. I never knew that. So they take your palm print and then you get to come in. And they look at your ID to double check because, I mean, some people, I guess they just take the test for other people. Well, anyway, it was 4 hours long, and I was so done, and I was falling asleep because it started at 8, so I had to wake up at like 6 o'clock in order to get a good breakfast and then drive there, and I was like, I'm not ready mentally. And I was just falling asleep because it was multiple choice too, so it was like, and it wasn't particularly difficult multiple choice, which is good and bad because then I have the tendency to go on autopilot. So I was just sitting there, and I'm left-handed, so I've got my left hand over the keyboard and my right hand just like propping my head up, and because they're videotaping, I know they can see me falling asleep, which was embarrassing. But thankfully, because you know the thing where your eyes get heavy and you keep trying to shock yourself awake, yeah, that happened to me. But yeah, so that happened last week. But, what's the next question? Have you bought any clothing items in the last week? Nope, no, I have not. That was the shortest answer. No, I haven't. 17. When is the last time you ran? All right, let me tell you something. I don't like running. I don't. It's not my favorite form of exercise. It just simply is not. Okay, I will run if there is a reason to run. If I'm getting chased by an axe murderer. I don't know. I don't even like playing tag, and tag gives you a reason. I mean, I understand why. It's probably because not only am I just not athletic, but I have mild asthma, so that's never fun because I'm not responsible, so sometimes I forget my inhaler. So unless I know I'm about to run, then running is never a fun activity for me. Except the last time I ran. The last time I ran was in DC. We were taking a trip with the whole family, and my sister had a friend over. My sister's about my age, so she had a friend with her. And oh my gosh, I need to stop yawning. I'm sorry. Wait, we weren't in DC. We were in Old Town, which is near DC, but is not DC. And I love Old Town. It is so pretty. But it was such a hot day, and I was like, really? But we were having a pretty good time, and we were walking back towards where we had parked, which is like, you know, like 20 blocks. So we were walking, And there's this free trolley that comes up and down every 15 minutes or so. And it can get extremely crowded, especially on the weekends during the summer and stuff. So I was walking with my sister's friend, and we were just talking and having a good time, and all of a sudden the trolley comes by, and who do we see waving at us but my mom and my sister? They had just hopped on the trolley because they were behind us, and we were like, well, that's just them. And they just hopped on the trolley, and they were now leaving us. But at the next light, because it stops every block, we looked at each other. We were like, "So, do you want to try and catch it?" And I was like, "All right, fine." And so we started running for it. Now, I like running when I feel like it. Does that make sense? And I felt like it that day, and it was very fun. It's like if I have to do it, I hate it. If I don't have to do it, but I just feel like being whimsical and running, then I'll do it. Yep. So, next question. What's the last sporting event you watched? I watched a couple of minutes of the World Cup with my dad. I forget who was playing. I forget who won. Because I didn't watch through the end. I don't know what's wrong with me and sports. Sometimes we don't get along. And the thing is, a lot of the times I understand the rules when it comes. It's the only sport I completely and truly understand the rules to is baseball, I think. I'm just not a sports person. I have never been, and I doubt I ever will be. However, I have found this summer a new appreciation for watching basketball games. I enjoy watching basketball games because sometimes they'll just fall down and you know they're acting. I feel like they're acting because these are giant, like genetically engineered 7 foot tall people, and you're trying to tell me that a little tap is gonna fell you like a Christmas tree. I can't even. And I talk when I don't understand things, I ask questions. And well, not we all know, but I know for a fact most people enjoy just watching. And if they have to spend the whole time explaining, it's not fun. So that's another reason I sort of just bow out when people are watching sports because I'm going to ask questions and end up annoying people. And that's not fun. Yeah. But, and I'm not ashamed to admit, I will watch something. I will watch sports if the teams have cute people on them. Like the World Cup has some very cute people that I saw, and I forget what team they were on because I didn't pay attention because I simply didn't care. And yeah, I'm not ashamed of it. I didn't care. But I'm glad that people do care because it seems cool. Yeah, it seemed great. I just didn't see to the end. But yeah, it was a World Cup game. And it was one of those exciting, because it is exciting. It was one of those exciting parts of the game where nobody could score on the other person. That was cool. I mean, I love that part of soccer that you can go on and on and on and like never get a goal. It's fun. It adds excitement. Starkly different to the basketball games where it's like, oh, 100 to 92. And I'm like, how did you even get that many? Yeah. So that was the last sporting event I watched. And let it be known that my dad does not enjoy watching sports with me because I talk. And yeah. Where am I? Okay, there we are. 19. What is your favorite animal? This is a hard question. We've been asked this question since we were like 2 years old, and I still can't quite pinpoint. Okay, I'm gonna say I like horses a lot, but they're not my favorite animal. I don't know what my favorite animal is. I like dogs too. I mean, I have a dog, so. But a dog is not my favorite animal. Like, what's an animal that I could be like, yes, that is my animal forever. I don't know. I have no idea, and it makes me upset because I should know. But if I had to choose, it would be a horse or a dog. Because I like horses. I rode for a while, and we had to stop lessons because of how many of us in the family were taking them. It was pretty expensive, and the place was far away too, so gas money. But when I did ride, it was great. I forget how to now, but I used to know how to, groom and tack a horse all by myself, which is incredibly satisfying, because of the whole working with your hands thing that I love. And yeah, it was great. I loved it so much. So maybe horses are my favorite animal, but then they smell so bad. Like, I really enjoy horses, and even the smell of stables isn't completely unpleasant to me, but like right after a horse decides to do its business is the worst smell. Yeah. So there's that. Let's see.